I really like watching some of you singing. I like watching you sing, Margaret. I like when we were coming, and great are rejoicing. I could tell Margaret was reminding me, we should be greatly rejoicing. You're right. And Charlene, you're here. Yay. Now, a while back, you thought you were just down and out. And then you go and get knee surgery. The Lord's not finished, is he? I hate to tell you, but I think he did that for me. Of course, everything's about me, so. If you turn your Bibles to James chapter 1, great passage. James is concerned that his parishioners who have now been scattered abroad, he's concerned that they make their faith real. So a phrase that he uses, faith without works is dead. I mean, show me your works and I'll show you that you have faith, but don't tell me you have faith and don't do something about it. Or Jesus would say, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? So the reality of your faith, works doesn't save you, but it's the reality of your faith. And so James begins to convey that. Within this passage, he kind of ends this chapter 1 by talking about religion. And what's interesting about that is almost every time you see the word religion in the New Testament in particular, it's referred to in a derogatory way. That is to say, it's basically man's religion. James is saying, you want to be religious? This is what he's saying. Okay, you want to be religious? Pure and undefiled religion. And so we pick up in verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of God our Father is to visit the orphans and the widows in their distress and to keep themselves unstained by the world. The word visit within the passage is the Greek word that's used is where we actually get the word episcopal. Episkopos, episkopeia is the word that's used within the passage, which is just simply means oversight. God has called within the church overseers, and that's the word that you'll see within that particular scripture. What he's talking about is orphans that need oversight, widows that need oversight, care more specifically. And so he says, if you want something real, then you're going to practice this in a very real way and take care of those that can't return. There's no reciprocation back from an orphan. Orphan doesn't go, you know, let me take you out to dinner after this. He's just not able to. But you're doing it as unto the Lord, and you're doing it because of the compassion that he has placed within your heart. A number of years ago, when I was going to school in California, I remember, and probably many of you do, remember specific commercials in which they were showing orphans all over the world, and you could actually sponsor them. So, and the way they worked it was, is that you would send in a certain amount every month, and throughout the months, they would, from time to time, they would send you a letter from the kid, which is, I thought was pretty cool. So, we were poor as church mice, or rats, or whatever. So, speaking for myself, not my wife. We just felt compelled, we're going to do this because, you know, you just, I mean, I could have a relationship with this kid, at least help him in some way. And so we started giving. We actually continued to give all the way through school and finally until the young person was old enough to be on their own. And then shortly after I had graduated, we came here and I had begun working in another church with youth. And there was a young man, I think he was about 14, 15, that was in the youth group, and he was kind of visiting. I don't even know where he came from. I said, so where do you live? He goes, here and there. And I said, like down the street? You have an address? And not really. I said, well, where have you been living? He said, sometimes I find abandoned cars. and I live in there. And I, my dear wife, I remember me looking at her, and I go, we got to take him home. And Danny lived with us for a number of years till he could get on his own. We gave him one of our old cars, which at that point, all of our cars were old. An old Cutlass. I wish it would, no. through the years, we've had drug addicts come in our home, probably 7 or 8 in number, widows move in with us. We oftentimes laugh, for 48 years we've had somebody living with us. That's a long time. But, you know, the Lord just gives you, I remember us talking together, and I would say to her, we can't let them live on the street. And if we felt like somebody wanted to follow the Lord, now, some people don't want to follow the Lord, and, you know, we can't help you. You don't want to follow the Lord, we can't help you. But if we felt like they wanted to follow the Lord, we weren't going to shut them out. And it's the heart of compassion that God, in fact, John will say in 1 John in chapter 3, he says, look, if you don't help somebody that's in need, how can the love of God abide in you? It's one of the evidences of God's love in you. And I'm so thankful because I really believe that in some way, and I remember Jessica and Joshua were pretty young when we first had Danny come and live with us, but somehow it just got in her head. And I remember the first time that there was a family that lived down the street from them in one of the places that they lived in. She said the mother kept coming down and asking for milk. She kept coming down and asking for milk. And then she would ask for food, and she would ask. So Jessica, my daughter, she says, I'm going down there to find out what's going on. So she goes down to the house, and she sees this infant that hasn't been changed or hasn't been fed in a while, and a little boy locked in a closet. And she told Jason, her husband, she goes, we've got to take her in. That was Sherry. And Sherry was actually kind of a newborn at that time. And when they took her in, it was kind of a battle because the mother, the father was in jail. The mother was fighting to keep Sherry, not because she loved Sherry, but because of the money that the government was giving her with Sherry. So it actually took them 5 years to finally adopt Sherry. Sherry's now is a teenager, and boy, I think she can run businesses, I think. She's pretty. But at that time, they were going through a lot of problems just trying to get that little girl. I guess what I'm saying is when you care for somebody and you reach out to somebody, there's kind of a warning that I'd give you, and that is fundamentally that it's not going to be easy. That there are going to be complications, it's going to be inconvenience, sometimes you're going to get irritated, it's going to be costly. But how can you not? How can you not? Not too many years ago, there was another little girl in the church that Jason is preaching at, and Jessica continued to see this little girl, Nevaeh, which is heaven spelled backwards, in case you don't know. But Nevaeh was there. She's actually from the Lumberton tribe. Lumberton are an Indian group. And her grandmother was taking care of her because somehow the parents were involved in drugs or something. Anyway, the grandmother had been taking care of her, and the grandmother died. And so at that time, she was in foster care. And as she was in foster care, people would come to church, and then they finally said, we can't keep Nevaeh much longer. And Jessica said, for some reason, that just Nevaeh just attached to her. And I think she was 5 or 6 years old at the time. And she's taken her in, of course. And I've just always been thankful for that kind of heart it's just never been easy. And yet, once again, how can you not? We have Kyle and Lauren in our body, and they're not here today. I'm glad they're taking a little time off because I know that they have a lot going on. They've been doing foster care work, and from what I understand, is it Tanya, that is newborn, actually was born November, and I think they're hoping to adopt her at this time. And then they have not only Tanya, but they've had Myla. And I guess that's the whole reason I'm talking to you right now, is Myla. If you've ever met Myla, she's just the sweetest little thing. I think she's about 4 now. April, she's 4. And it's hard to think that we'll probably be losing her soon. Of course, they've been foster parents of Myla for a while, and I think the parents have been involved here again. Oftentimes, there's litigation involved in these things, and it's a difficult process. What I understand, there are some folks that want to adopt her. But as I was thinking about her, I asked them about Myla, and I said, so how has she been doing? And she says she's very nervous. Now, when she first came, she was very standoffish and wouldn't trust anybody. She'll hug anybody now. And you can see a great change in that. But what makes her nervous is she gets passed back and forth. And she's always biting her nails and stuff like that. I got to thinking, we should be praying for these little kids. And so I just wanted to let you know what was going on with them. I know it breaks their heart to see these things and to see Myla wrestling through these things. But this is the heart of God. God says that he's a father to the fatherless. And it's easy for us. You know, I got 8 grandkids, 2 great grandkids pretty soon. So it's easy to get focused on our own. But these are our own too. And continue to pray for this little girl. I don't know what's in store for her, but I do believe God has his hand on her. And Father, we just give you thanks for the opportunity of ministering. It's our privilege, not theirs. You've opened the door for us to taste what it's like to serve like you and how privileged we are. Lord, you've placed different ones within our body, and we're just so thankful for the hearts of those that are not just thinking of themselves, but are thinking of these that have no one to think of them. But so thankful that you always do. And Lord, we pray that you will work in Myla's life. We don't know what you have in store for, but we believe that you've placed her in our body for this short time that she might be saved. So, Lord, show us how we can best minister to these as long as they're here. Thank you for the nursery workers that have embraced this little girl throughout the time that she's been with us. In your name we pray. Amen.